You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown signed the nation's strongest net neutrality law to stop internet providers from favoring certain content or websites. This prompted a lawsuit by the Trump administration, opening the next phase in the battle over regulating the internet. Amidst the growing distrust of big tech and big data, some Oakland residents are working on one possible solution, a locally sourced internet. KLW's Celine Ross has more.
In the Fruitvale district of Oakland, on a rooftop on 23rd Avenue, a group of five people are huddled around a coil of Ethernet cable and some sort of antenna.
Definitely best if we're gonna just
like mount it to this. Yeah.
Every couple minutes, a BART train whizzes by, and on the other side of the freeway, you can see the village, a homeless encampment. They're installing a node, an internet router which, once connected, could help the people living in the village across the freeway get internet access. They're volunteer hackers and activists from a group called Pseudomesh, and they're building a network called the People's Open Network, which, they claim, could not only increase people's access to the internet, but also their control over it.
So we're gonna mount it to this pole, and that'll be great because it'll shoot right at it. We have a lot of options in the village to see it.
But before we get deeper into this particular project, let's back up. How does the internet work? And how exactly can you build your own?
Access to the internet should be as basic a resource and shareable resource as food and water and housing.
Jenny Ryan is a co-founder of the Pseudo Room, a hackerspace or tech-oriented community workspace in Oakland. She started the meetups for Pseudomesh there back in 2013.
The first year was primarily learning how the internet works.
Here's a quick rundown. When you open a website on your computer connects to the internet via an ISP, an internet service provider. The ISP uses bandwidth to channel information around the internet. Think of it like roads that connect distant cities. The Tier 1 ISPs like AT&T, Level 3, and Comcast control these big interstate highways and sell access down to Tier 2 and Tier 3 providers.
Getting bandwidth from one of these Tier 1 or Tier 2 providers, it's really expensive. There are places in across Oakland where there's only one ISP provider, and maybe that provider doesn't serve that area very well or overcharges in that area because they have essentially a monopoly. So you have huge swaths of Oakland where people can't even afford a monthly subscription because their only option is paying $70 a month to Comcast.
Besides costs, according to Ryan and the rest of the team, there are a bunch of other issues with the way these big ISPs control the internet. Things like collecting personal data and throttling or slowing down connections. And it's not just about what movie sites you can watch. This was recently in the news because of Verizon throttling data speeds for firefighters in Santa Clara.
During the largest wildfire in state history, Verizon slowed the speed of the Santa Clara County Fire Department's data plant.
The hackers of Pseudomesh are building the People's Open Net because they want internet access to be in the hands of the people. All the code that's being used to build the network is open source, meaning anyone can see it and use or modify it in any way. That's a big part of the philosophy behind the project, sharing knowledge and educating people.
There's a sense that internet is, you know, a magical thing, a lack of education and awareness of how it works. So the project is sort of twofold, which is A, to like eliminate that, this digital divide, this barriers to access that currently exist. And two, to make the internet less of this obtuse magic thing and something that we can all build together.
So to do this, Ryan and the team have been meeting every Tuesday night at Omni Commons, a community space in Oakland.
To build our own version of it.
A group of about 10 volunteers strategize next steps for the project, write code, and teach each other about the technology.
You can SSH into these, and you SCP over that file.
That's Grant Gallo. And though what he's saying might sound super complicated, at its simplest level, he's explaining how to set up a new node, or internet router, like the one the team was installing on the roof, and connect to the wireless mesh network. That node will bounce an internet signal from the roof on 23rd Ave to the encampment across the street. It can pick up the signal from the community space below, which has installed another special mesh router called a home node, and has chosen to share their internet connection so that their neighbors can get internet access. Ben Goring has been coming to the meetups for about 6 months now.
For me, I think it's very weird that most people or most families end up paying like a monthly fee to their internet service providers, and yet we're all sort of renting the same amount each month from the ISPs instead of sharing it as a community.
So with home nodes and extender nodes on rooftops, you could bounce an internet signal from house to house, which would enhance accessibility and make the cost of internet cheaper for everyone. The project has secured donated bandwidth from the Internet Archive, a local nonprofit dedicated to the freedom of digital information. But to make use of it, they need resources to install expensive equipment. And, of course, they need access to more roofs.
People that are like have roots in the community and like can do what they want with their roofs is like rarer than you would think, and is valuable for like those long-term investments of space and time.
Creating an alternative network on a shoestring budget and going up against big companies is no easy task, but for Ryan and the rest of the team, it's something that is well worth the challenge.
This is only one piece of a larger puzzle of essentially building a solidarity economy of shared resources and not wasting those resources that are all around us. The overarching goal is to mesh the planet, of course.
In Oakland, for Cross Currents, I'm Celine Ross.